So it's not quite a week, and already Donald Trump has his first international crisis. Crisis might be a strong word, but the cancellation of a planned visit to the U.S. by Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, must at least count as a serious diplomatic incident. Although at a GOP gathering in Philadelphia today, this was the tone struck by President Trump.
The president of Mexico and myself have agreed to cancel our planned meeting scheduled for next week. Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route.
The World's Monica Campbell is watching all of this unfold from Mexico City. So what's going on here, Monica? Why was the visit canceled?
As we saw this week, Trump is going to go ahead with his plan to build a border wall, and he has reiterated, like he has so many times, that Mexico will pay for it. That plays really badly here in Mexico. There's a lot of pressure. There was a lot of pressure for Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, not to go to Washington. And then we saw this flurry of tweets after Peña Nieto went on television last night and said, you know, we're not going to pay for this wall. There was a flurry of tweets this morning, and it was clear that this trip, this meeting, was not going to happen.
Well, Trump said that if Mexico would not pay for the wall voluntarily, he's going to take a different route. And for the first time, he outlined that plan. Let's hear this.
Well, we're working on a tax reform bill that will reduce our trade deficits, increase American exports, and will generate revenue from Mexico that will pay for the wall if we decide to go that route.
All right. I'm not sure if anyone can make sense of that. It seems that he might be conflating taxation and tariff policy, but
exactly.
Really, what options does the U.S. have to make Mexico pay for the wall?
I mean, it's still quite unclear. You can't unilaterally overnight slap tariffs on a country. You have to go through Congress for much of this. Another threat that Trump has made against Mexico is stop people in the United States from sending money to Mexico if they can't prove that they're living in the United States legally. As we know, a lot of money, billions of dollars, are sent to Mexico every year from the United States. And that's a lot of money sent by people who are undocumented in the United States. That's one way of punishing Mexico. Now, does that raise money? I'm not sure how. So another idea is, well, we'll tax remittances. I'm not sure how that's going to be done either, because when you talk to people who really know about this, they say that also has to go through Congress. So it's not at all clear how the Trump administration will make Mexico pay for any part of the wall. I think that the idea is that if he tries to bully Mexico into this by perhaps cutting off remittances, by perhaps trying to create a border tax or tariff, he thinks that Mexico will cough up.
And just to be clear, Trump has threatened the remittances, but no action as of yet.
That's another thing. Nothing's been made policy yet. So what I think was the hope was that Mexico's president and his staff, you know, they'd go to Washington and try and kind of get in with the Trump administration before policy's made, you know, say, hey, we have a lot of business interests. The exports from the United States to Mexico are huge. Mexico is a major U.S. customer. You can't walk down any street and not run into, you know, either a fast food restaurant or walk into a grocery store where lots of food from the United States is being sold, even produce. It's a major U.S. customer. And so the idea was to get into Washington, try and get some stable footing, say, hey, we're partners, we're trade partners, we have a lot of interest. Let's try and get beyond the rhetoric and get some working order here. But it seems like that road is going to get rocky. A lot of people here are saying that, you know, it's going to stabilize, but right now it's looking really, really tough.
The World's Global Nation editor, Monica Campbell, speaking with us from Mexico City. Thanks, Monica.
Thanks a lot, Marco.